We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mahomes has the time, delivers perfectly downfield, touchdown, Patrick Mahomes with a rope,
this one, Adams, touchdown, this time going deep for Beckham Jr.
Hello everyone, welcome back to RotoViz Overtime on RotoViz Radio. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. As always, I'm joined by Sean Siegel, one of the co-owners at RotoViz and the co-host of the RotoViz Overtime podcast. Sean, on the show earlier this week, we did talk a little bit about the Triflex Leagues, what the FFPC and RotoViz teaming up for those. Some good conversation there. I would urge the listeners to head back and check them out if they haven't already once you get finished up with today's show. But on today's show, we have lots to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about best ball in the second half of the show, an interesting listener question that did come in. So good of a question that normally we try and get to a couple of listener questions. This week we've singled one out that we're going to dive into a little bit deeper, and we're also going to look at one of Blair's recent pieces, and of course it is the famous wrong read. It is number 68, so we're going to talk about that in just a little moment. Sean, how are we doing?
Awesome. It's great to have all of these pieces coming out on the site, these great listener questions coming in. As you mentioned, we're going to do a full segment with the listener question today. But as we roll toward the NFL draft, as we get all of the pro day information in, we're starting to get a clearer picture of what the draft might look like. And it's been just a lot of fun reading the work of the guys on the site. Travis May is tracking the pro day results. He's giving you the results, his feedback, how he thinks things are changing based on the times players are running. You have Dave Caban and Blair Andrews putting out these great analytics pieces on the different positions. What metrics are the most important? What you need to be looking at? What translates the best to the NFL and really allowing you to not just get the numbers, but understand the numbers, get a feel for which players have the types of profiles that are going to transition best to the NFL. We have Matt Spencer putting out some great pieces. He updated breakout age for wide receivers, made it even a more predictive metric for us. He's had some great stuff on wide receiver and running back freak scores. He had a piece last week that was pretty cool talking about how the difference in times between the combine and the pro days are coming down and why you probably don't need to adjust these pro day times. So Matt's been doing fantastic work. Make sure you check him out. We're going to have volume 2 of the RotoViz rookie guide in the near future. Now that we have these pro day results in, we'll have some new articles, we'll have some new mock draft feedback for you, give you a sense of where we think players are going to go, where we like the players, you know, who we're willing to reach for. I have an article came out on Tuesday looking at Travis Etienne and why I'm willing to reach for him in startups that have rookies. Today, we're going to start with this piece by Blair, which is a really cool look. He uses a random forest and uses machine learning here to break out a bunch of the different metrics for evaluating wide receivers. And he talks about how there are a lot of different things you can do with this, a lot of different things that he's doing with it. But one of the interesting ways you can take this information and understand things that maybe are not as obvious when you use a more traditional regression approach or a more traditional regression tree that we also have some cool articles out about. But with the random forest here, he's able to take these metrics and replace them with random values and get a sense of, okay, if you replace the actual numbers with random numbers, what metrics are most affected? And the obvious thing here is that if you're replacing the actual numbers for the prospects with random numbers, and it doesn't change the result in terms of how they would project to the NFL, then you can think to yourself, okay, well, maybe that metric isn't super important, right? On the other hand, if you're changing these metrics to the results to random numbers, and suddenly you get a very, very different outcome, then you can say, okay, well, that's something I want to pay attention to. And the thing that Blair was a little bit surprised by here, and I think is pretty cool because it goes back to a lot of the stuff that we have done throughout the years at RotoViz, but one of the things that he's found is that career dominator rating was the result that was affected the most if you replaced it with random numbers. So we go back to this stat that RotoViz has really pioneered back to the early days when Friedman and I were working with John Moore and the Fantasy Douche on some of these wide receiver metrics and the dominator rating really standing out there. One of the things that's also interesting is that the six results that had the biggest change were all career numbers. And so one of the things that that reminds us of is that we want to be looking at a prospect's entire career. And one of the things that Blair mentions here is that he tested a bunch of different things. He wasn't able to put breakout age into it. And one of the things that he's mentioning is that, again, this gives us a sense that that element is really important. One of the things that is included is sort of career seasons. And we talk all the time about these guys who stay for their fourth year, that they're really getting an unfair advantage in terms of what the numbers look like for that fourth year. So we don't want to take those numbers as seriously. That obviously a problem for Devontae Smith, who stayed for the fourth season, put up the massive numbers, wins the Heisman, makes everybody look silly in the college football semifinals and finals. One of the things that we talk about with Smith, and one of the things that we talk about with a lot of these players, is that we do want to look at the whole resume and we want to understand the resume. And so when we're looking at Smith and we see, okay, well, he was better than Jerry Jeudy, he was better than Henry Ruggs the previous season, where he could have gone to the NFL. Maybe he doesn't get drafted quite as early because of all of the focus on those guys. But I wouldn't be as worried about him because he was better than two first-round draft picks at the year that allowed them to go. But as we're looking at the guys in the whole, and someone else who I'm not that worried about because he was so good young, and someone that we took in this draft that we've been profiling for the last couple of weeks on Tuesdays, Tylan Wallace, somebody else who broke out early, had a very clear reason for staying for that fourth year. But with him, I want to make sure that my enthusiasm doesn't get too far ahead of me. In his sort of second pro day, the athletic numbers were okay. They weren't great. He's going to fall a little bit further in the draft. When we're starting to look at four-year players who are maybe late second, early third round picks, or even someone, you know, we've seen guys we thought were going to maybe be second or third round picks, like an Alan Lazard, fall, you know, deep into the draft or even out of the draft. When there are more risks like that, we want to be aware of that, especially if we're doing drafts before the NFL draft happens, because there's a lot more risk there. Colin, one more thing here that shows up throughout these different metrics at the top is that touchdowns are really coming through as being a big element of the profile, and that when you take those touchdown numbers and you replace them with random numbers, then it actually changes quite a bit. And so we think to ourselves, well, you know, touchdowns are a little bit fluky, and you know, the yardage shares when you're doing a more traditional multiple regression tend to be much more important. This analysis that Blair is doing here kind of pulls back and says, okay, well, that may be true, but that may be leading us to undervaluing the importance of touchdowns. And so I'll be interested for part two of this analysis when Blair comes out and gives us some of his takeaways for exactly what we want to do with this. But this has been a really interesting start in terms of both reaffirming a lot of the main concepts that we've been talking about through the years, and also bringing up some surprise elements here that we want to make sure that we're looking at as we go through this sort of last month of analysis before the draft. As you look at this, Colin, anything jump out to you as being particularly interesting or something that you want to make sure that you are tracking as we look at these prospects?
Some of the interesting stuff, Sean, you've kind of covered a lot of it at the top end already in terms of the career numbers versus the, you know, kind of final college year. And I know we talked about that a number of times a couple of weeks ago in terms of, you know, some people sitting out the last season, some people missing their last season, depending on what happens, some people having a down year in 2020, and how important that overall college career can be versus just that most recent season. And he has it split out as well by career, and if it's not in by career, he states in the article that it is most recent season. Some of the other stuff that's interesting as well is when we look at the metrics from, let's say, the combine or from pro days, there isn't a huge correlation in between a vast majority of them versus what we kind of see then between the other metrics. And, you know, weight is something out of all the metrics that we can look at from different measurements, different tests, that comes in much higher than any of those other metrics that we look at. So I find that very interesting, that weight as well. I know we talk about it in some of the other metrics, but that it shows up here again as a very important part. But the touchdowns is a very, very high-end kind of part of this here for showing what some of these guys might produce when we move forward to the NFL level. So there's some of it that we've talked about in similar ways before, but it's very, very interesting. And it's very well done. As anything with Blair is very well done on the website. He does link back as well, as you mentioned, with some of the regression trees. He does talk a little bit about a piece we talked about probably a month ago now, Dave Cabin's piece as well is linked in. And as you mentioned, the second part, or the upcoming piece to accompany it, will be coming out pretty shortly, so another must read. But anytime Blair has anything up on the website, particularly the wrong read, we tend to discuss it on the show. We tend to advise the listeners to go and read it. So like each and every other time, I think it's well worth diving into it with a little more depth over on the website.
It is. And you mentioned some of these athletic measurements or simply size measurements. And as you pointed out, weight showing up, 40 showing up, arm length showing up, which I thought was interesting. Some of the things that if you replace them with random numbers basically have no effect for these wide receivers, the cone, the vert, the shuttle, some of those tests. So perhaps not a surprise. I think that the arm length there, pretty interesting. We think in terms of someone like a Brandon Ayuk is having the super long arms. So something to maybe look for as you're perusing the different pro day results and the different measurements there. Don't look at just weight or just height, but how long those guys' arms are could make a difference for you. But yeah, definitely check that out. Look for the wrong read 69, which will be the follow-up to this everything, as you mentioned.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blair does in this series becomes the foundation pieces for what we do on the site. And speaking of foundation pieces, Colin, we have the Best Ball Workshop. The Best Ball Workshop is built on the tools. And after the break, we've got a great question about a specific element of the workshop and these best ball lessons. how they fit together and how we can maximize our results by combining these lessons, but also understanding how the lessons fit together. We'll get to that after the break.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication's appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/RotoViz. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Hey, RotoViz Radio listener, this is Curtis Patrick from the Dynasty Command Center podcast, and I've got a special deal for you today. Go to rotoviz.com, click the subscribe button, put the 12-month subscription in your cart, and use promo code RVRadio2021. That's RVRadio2021, and you're going to save 10%. Taking advantage of this deal, getting your hands on what's included in the package, is the best way to enhance your performance this year. So go to rotoviz.com and subscribe now.
So Sean, you teased the question. We teased it earlier, and I even teased it on Tuesday's show. So let's hope it lives up to the billing now, and the listeners will enjoy this. But it's a question come in from PM Farley, and he has sent in some great questions over recent months as well. But this one I thought was fascinating. There's a lot of detail in it, so it'll take me a moment to read through it. But here goes. So, hey, Colm, I've got a potential question for the show. What is the ideal best ball roster construction? Talking best ball 10s. I've read the workshop articles, but I'm looking for something to tie it all together. I'm having particular trouble combining three QBs in the three QB window with the optimal strategy as well of tying that in with three defenses. If I do both, I pretty much have to roll with five running backs since I should be loading up on wide receiver early. So for listeners of the show, you'll know that loading up on those wide receivers early is a key part of most of those strategies. But I'm having four of those running backs looking pretty ugly most of the time. I know every draft is different and you have to adjust, but what is the overall optimal build in general, and how do we kind of go about doing that? So he said the end of the question, I thought we would try and get this in as soon as possible. He said, if you can cover this at some point before I blow my yearly bankroll, that would be awesome and greatly appreciated. So we do greatly appreciate the questions coming in, and that one was sent in via Twitter. But Sean, quite a detailed one, but a lot of good parts of, you know, our overall best ball strategy there. So we can pick through it, but do you want to start it off?
Yeah, this is a great question, as you mentioned here. And it's actually something that I ran up against and was sort of discussing in a recent piece based on an expert draft that I participated in recently. And that's, you know, how do you take the lessons, put them all together, and make sure that they're working out for you? And one of the reasons that we try to make sure we cover different elements in the different lessons is that it's not something where we want to play it the same way every time, right? And so if we're talking about the optimal approach, then very straightforwardly, we know that we want to have early tight ends. We know that we want to have early wide receivers. We know that we want to draft QBs in the window and not overdo that. We know that we want to have three defenses. And so we can take that as sort of the foundation. But then based on your individual draft, you're going to have to make some choices, and you're going to have to follow a couple of different branches based on where you are and how that draft develops. So the first main decision you're going to have to make is whether or not you go with single elite running back or zero running back. We know that we want to have a bunch of wide receivers early. We know that if you pull up the best ball win rate explorer, for example, and you look at those later rounds for wide receiver, exactly in the range where everybody tells you, okay, wide receiver is deep. Well, you go through this massive section where basically all of the wide receivers have win rates that are below average. Well, wide receiver is not deep if the reality of it is that if you're drafting in this area where people are saying, okay, well, you can get wide receivers there. If you're drafting wide receivers there and they lose for you, then it doesn't matter if those guys have a name or if you're thinking, okay, well, if I just have enough of them, then it will score enough points. No, that's not the way that it works. You have to have enough of the big time wide receivers in order to have the optimized lineup score a lot of points at wide receiver, a lot of points at the flex, and score enough total points, right? So when we hammer on this idea of you have to draft wide receivers early, you have to draft wide receivers early, it's not because we like that aesthetically, or it's just our preference for how drafts go. It's because historically and very consistently, that's what wins. And there are a variety of ways that we can show that. We can show that in the best ball win rate explorer with the positional heat maps. We can show it in the roster construction explorer, where you can go through these different builds and you can see year to year to year to year that having a lot of wide receivers early allows you to win, right? It's not a matter of, okay, well, I can put my lineup up on Twitter and people will say, oh, you know, that's a very pretty roster. That doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter what your roster looks like in terms of being safe at running back and having a lot of these wide receivers in that wide receiver range that loses, but yet looks good when you post the lineup. That doesn't help us when we get to the end of the year and we're trying to add up the amount of money that we made because we won or lost leagues. We want to look at what actually wins, and having that early tight end and that just fleet of early wide receivers, that's what wins for us. But if we're in the first half of round one, then we know that hitting one of these star running backs first gives us even more safety, potentially more upside. And then the thing that we have to remember to do is that then we have to get those wide receivers. If you don't have that option, then it doesn't necessarily make sense to reach for other running backs. You want to hit guys like a Davante Adams, like a Tyreek Hill. But if you do that wide receiver early, then it does limit a little bit what you can do later, because the three QBs in the QB window doesn't work with the zero running back, right? So we sort of have these two options. If we go single running back or single elite running back and we have a McCaffrey or a Kamara or a Cook, then you can do three QBs in the QB window and it gives you great results, because having those three QBs means that you don't have to reach for all of these guys. And Michael Dubner had another good article. He's got a lot of cool best ball pieces up on the site. Make sure that you read him. He had another article this week talking about how QBs are going really early. And you have to be looking at that and trying to figure out, well, how do I adjust if these QBs that are normally in the window are now moved up several rounds? One of the ways that you can counteract that is by using the three QBs in the QB window. But as the question points out, if you have that and you have the three defenses, then suddenly you're getting pretty far up there in numbers in terms of the onesie positions. And we know that we really want to have 6, 7, or 8, probably preferably 7 players at the onesie position. So the three QB in the QB window is only going to work with certain types of builds. It's not going to work with all of them. The other question that kind of comes into play here is, well, what about tight ends? If Travis Kelce has gotten so expensive, if George Kittle and Darren Waller have gotten so expensive that they just don't really fit into what I'm trying to do, I had a better option at the spot where they would be available, or maybe with Travis Kelce, you just never had a shot at it because he went before you had your first pick. Then we also want to be aware of the fact that you can still make it work with three tight ends instead of the two tight ends, one of which is an elite tight end. But if you do that, it's going to have a trickle-down effect to some of your other choices. Again, kind of getting back to this idea of we don't want 9 players at the onesie position. So a 3 tight end, 3 QB, 3 defensive strategy isn't going to work for us. And so that would push us back to the 2 QBs. And so those are really kind of the main choices that we have to make We like the three QBs in the QB window. It gives great results with some setups, but it's not going to give great results if you have to go three tight end. It's not going to give great results if you're doing a pure zero running back approach, because at that point, exactly as the question asks, and it just a very perceptive question here, if you need a lot of running backs, if you're getting some running backs late, then using that spot on a QB doesn't work very well for your overall build.
Yeah, that's a, I think, like, you know, sometimes Sean says something and I think, let me try and add something on. I think I'll leave that one simmer. I think we've covered everything really there. But the one thing I would add is probably working in with the tools on the site would be, you know, the best ball roster construction explorer may help you make some of those decisions while on the clock. Sometimes it could be trying to make those choices while under pressure to make those picks. It could be making it a little bit difficult. So I think having, you know, access to that tool to get that little bit more, not hindsight, but kind of clear up the vision of making some of those picks, I think Sean will be another thing I would probably add in there.
Yeah, the tools are fantastic for that, where if you get to a certain point in your draft and you're trying to make a decision, you can plug in some of the things that you've already done. And you don't want to be too specific about what you've done, because then you'll sometimes get, you know, very small samples. You give a little bit broader in terms of, you know, where you've drafted some of these players, but that still gives a good feel for what your build is. And then you can ask it, well, if I do this at this point, where am I going win rate wise? So it's great to explore when you're on the clock. It's great to explore, you know, once you've gotten your draft slot and you can think about, well, if this scenario plays out, where do I want to go? If this scenario plays out, where do I want to go? Knowing some of those things and having the comfort that your overall strategic approach will work gives you a lot of freedom then when you're trying to pick specific players on the clock. And one of the things that I always say is that you have some people objecting to this idea of having a structural approach because, you know, you want to take the best values when you're on the clock. I think that in a lot of ways it works the exact opposite, where if you have a strong structural approach, it really frees you up to get the value out of your player picking prowess. So if you're great at picking the players, if you know who you want in these slots, but you also have a structural approach, then it just, you know, it acts as rocket fuel for that. And it gives you a lot of confidence that when you get your guy, that he's actually going to do for you what you want him to do for you. So, you know, check out the ADP tools, get a feel for where these guys are going, make sure you're not reaching as you're picking your guys. You know, don't take them two rounds earlier than you need. Check out the RCE, check out the Win Rate Explorer, put those things together and you're going to come out way ahead once you add up all of these drafts.
Yeah, and I'm just going to, I mentioned, you know, we're getting close to episode 200. We're going to have some prizes coming up here for the listeners. And of course, I mentioned that it's going to be related to dropping some five-star reviews in your favorite podcast app. I did have a quick look before the show and we've got some good reviews in over the last week or so. And I'm going to read one of them out now that caught my eye, kind of for an interesting reason, but it's Matt Chuk dropped it off and he said, amazing content. Thanks guys for an amazing podcast. Love how you guys analyze players, even if I'm not full on zero RB type player. Keep up the great work. So thanks a lot, Matt. Sean, we can try and convert some of the non-zero RB crew. We'll keep trying to plant that flag.
We will. But at the same time, we love this kind of response because it really gets to something I think is important, is that we have a ton of other content besides zero RB type of content. We try and help you out. If you're going to play zero RB, we want you to play it the best way. We want you to win with it. If you're not, we want to help you figure out the lessons you can take from it that may actually help you win in your preferred style. And also talk about the different ways that you can make a single elite running back approach work, or if you really want to load up at running backs, we want to help you do it in the best way that you can. And so we love all the different listeners, and certainly we like the fact that people play fantasy a lot of different ways. Everybody played the same way. That would be very unfortunate. It would make it a lot less interesting. And so, you know, great debate across the different styles, but even just within the styles, people should do what they feel the most comfortable with, and they should figure out how to make their style work the best for them. And so we definitely want to have our tools, our content, and our discussions work in more than just one way.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. It would be pretty dull if we all had the exact same opinion. So thanks again to Matt for that review. And of course, as I mentioned, get yourself involved. Have a chance to win some of the upcoming goodies by dropping us a 5-star review in your favorite podcast app. It is much appreciated as we continue to grow and develop both the RotoViz Overtime, the podcast, and of course the RotoViz Radio Network as well. Just before we get to the end of today's show, we usually do our recommendations and such at the end of the show. And today I thought I would take a little bit of a different spin. It's a busy week here in the Kelly household. My father, whose name is also Colm Kelly, so I think if I was in the US, I would be Colm Kelly the second, but we never went down that route. I'm just Colm Kelly as well. So it's his milestone birthday coming up here at 60 years of age today, as this podcast drops on Thursday. And then a big one, my daughter will turn 3 years old on Friday. So it's going to be a busy day. I can tell you for sure on Friday, I think I'll be ready for sleep come Friday evening, but it should be a pretty exciting day for her as well. So looking forward to that, but a busy week where the two big three's not a milestone, but I think when you're a child, every year becomes a milestone, but a big 60th birthday as well. And unfortunately with COVID, it's a little bit less off that party atmosphere, but hopefully it'll be enjoyable for both of them as well.
Yeah, that's a fun note there. Happy birthday to your family members. And as you mentioned, as we start to come out of this, I think the celebrations are going to be even more full this year as we reflect gratefully on having made it through what's been a tough 16 months.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. I think you're probably a little bit ahead of Ireland in terms of the the vaccination rollout. It seems to be in slow motion over here, but eventually we'll all get out of it. I always think I've been building a house, which I'm now moved into doing the podcast from at the moment, building it over the last kind of 18 months. But since we moved in, there's probably been about 6 people here to visit in that time. So very limited. So looking forward to that. But you mentioned the celebrations, and I think getting to see family members, spend time with them, getting to see friends and things like that, I think we'll all appreciate it. And I guess on a note to put into that from the NFL's news over the last week or so is that they're hoping to have fans in the stand. So, if all that happens, we'll all be in a pretty good place, come a couple of months' time. So let's hope that is the case. And, just hopefully more positive times ahead. As always, finishing off the show, I want to let the listeners know you can get a 10% discount off a RotoViz NFL pass. We mentioned some of the tools on today's show. We bring them in and talk about them. And pretty much every podcast and the articles that we talk about as well are available on the site. You can get 10% off and set yourself up for the upcoming NFL season. All you have to do is add the code RVRadio2021 at checkout or by going to rotoviz.com/podcast for additional information. That's going to do it for today's edition of the show. As always, my name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. My co-host is Sean Siegel. Check out all his great work up on rotoviz.com, and until next week, have a good one. Thank you for listening to Overtime on RotoViz Radio. Please rate and review the RotoViz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. You can contact us via email at rotovizradio@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at RotoViz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to RotoViz with a discount through the RotoViz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.